We're doing those minute on Parshat Chukat. At the end of the parsha, it says that they were traveling. It was a long journey. The nation started complaining, and they didn't really have cause to complain. And so Hashem sent snakes that bit them, and people died. And then it says the nation came and apologized to Moshe. They apologized to Hashem. They asked Moshe to pray. And then Moshe prays. So it always struck me that the Torah gives us an order of what happened, an order of events. They complained illegitimately. They were punished. The snakes bit them. I would have thought the next step should be Moshe, who is so pious and so caring, should pray for them right away. No. But people are dying. But they have a responsibility to say, I'm sorry. Sometimes as a parent, as an educator, we're tempted to be so kind to forgive when the other person hasn't said, I'm sorry. And sometimes that's not right. And we see that Moshe waited. It was only after the nation learned their lesson and said, we're sorry, we shouldn't have said that. Right away, Moshe goes to David. But that's a lesson to us that sometimes the kindness to the other party is to let them fix what they've done wrong. Because if I'm going to be so quick to forgive before they even ask my forgiveness, then I'm basically encouraging them to do it again. Then they're not going to learn their lesson. Sometimes you have to wait, bide your time, and let the other party come and say, I'm sorry. And from there, you can develop into helping them make amends and work their way back up.